anyway? Wasn't that kind of seemed like a sort of a temporary sort of Band-Aid anyway?
Well, I think that's all we've been doing since for the last 4 or 5 years is Band-Aiding everything. So, yeah, it was just a Band-Aid to see what we can do. I was kind of surprised they didn't say the formula passed muster because it was kind of back to the old formula itself. I think we're getting closer to that one. So,
but one thing for our listeners to know would be that the legislature is supposed to work something out by June 30th. That gives us this year we're set in terms of what we've got now and how our budget's been built and those kind of things. So it's not going to be a drastic change all of a sudden.
And it doesn't seem like it's too far off from where the court wants it to be. They're wanting around just over $4,080 per student, and I think right now the new law provides $4,006 per student. So it doesn't seem like there's just a difference of maybe about $74 there per student, or
well, what you're looking at statewide is could be as much as $600 million, $900 million that they're talking about, and nobody, you know, the Supreme Court did not tell them exactly what dollar amount they're looking at, give them a specific one. But they did give them some ideas.
And again, if you want to look at that Supreme Court decision, we got all that on our website, newsradiokman.com. We have the initial press release from the court that kind of outlines it. We also got a link to the actual court documents, 88 pages, I believe, of them. So if you really want to clear out your schedule for a little bit of time, give that a read.
And no, I haven't read all that yet. No, I haven't, Brady.
Or if you're having trouble sleeping, just go ahead and read it.
Well, you guys, also, if anybody has any questions about the Supreme Court case, about schools in general, give us a call. 785-537-1350 is the number to call there. You guys also have a school board meeting tonight. If you want to go over some of the highlights of that.
Yeah, we do have our regular meeting tonight at 6:30 there at the Robinson Education Center on Points Avenue. And a lot of the typical business items that we need to take care of, the bills, human resources reports, things like that. But we've got the donations, which we always like to cover.
Yes. Okay, and today's donations is $9,157.50 donation from Lee Elementary PTO to Lee Elementary, which PTOs do a fantastic job for our schools. We love them to death. They just helped us a lot. We got $12,000 cash grant from Riley County Raising Riley to College Hill Preschool for student fees, a $500 cash donation from Family and Implant Dentistry to Anthony Middle School for the Pride Club Fun Run, a $2,000 cash donation from the Manhattan Ogden Public Schools Foundation to the Manhattan High School for travel and entry fees to the Robotics Club, and another $2,000 cash donation from the Manhattan Ogden Public School Foundation to the USD 383 for fit closet supplies. That's the family in transition closet. It helps a lot of the homeless kids and things within our district.
And Brady Bowman here with USD 383 School Board President Daryl Eady and Superintendent Marvin Wade. Again, any questions, 785-537-1350. And gentlemen, you also got we got a big thing going on this weekend. On Sunday, we're going to have one of our candidate forums that involves a lot of city folks, I believe school board members as well.
Yes.
And talk a little bit about the importance of that and just, I guess, remind folks about the new election. Not really a new election, but a new time. Same election, different time.
Good way to put that.
Well, it used to be we had the elections, it's in April, so it was springtime in the middle of the year. And then we had the transition at the 1st of July. This year, because of legislative passage of a bill, we now have it in the fall, November 7th, which is prime time for most major elections. And then we will have those members take into the position January 1, right in the middle of the school year. It'll be an interesting transition. We've already had a couple of transitional challenges this year on that. So, there's a lot of good candidates out there, a lot of information that people really need to know about all of them. I really appreciate all of them actually running. Be nice we had even more candidates trying to run and you know, and fill the places that we need and really give competition out there for everything.
And we've got three seats that will be open, and there's four candidates. So there is a little competition there, yes.
Odds are good for most of them then. Yes.
And all three of the people going off the board, well, three people on the board have decided not to run again. So we know all three of those seats will be filled by new individuals.
And not an easy job.
No.
But it's fun and very rewarding. I mean, like tonight, you know, we get the special recognition of Macy Pacinka from Marlette Elementary for her K-State Pupil Transportation Association Award. That's great, you know. Things we get to recognize, things like that, and then also the recognition of the National Merit semifinalist for the Manhattan High School students, Richard Brown, Jacob Clanton, Stephanie Fu, Creighton Glasscock, Luann Jung, and Leon Lee. They were all recently named semifinalists. Those are great. You know, it's great to be up there and to see those kids and everything and see their accomplishments and be a part of that. You know, there's no greater reward for us, I think, than to help them go that direction and do those things.
All right, let's go ahead. Or Marvin, do you have
No, go ahead.
Let's go ahead and go to our first break of the hour. When we come back, we'll talk more with USD 383 School Board President Daryl Eady and Superintendent Marvin Wade right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.